JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we highlight the newly opened transition facility for female wards of the state. And have you ever dreamed about dry corns? If you have, find out what Jamaicans think this means in Glimpses of Jamaica. Stay with us. The leadership of the Child Development Agency, CDA, will be increasing its service delivery and responsiveness this year. Acting CDA Chief Executive Officer Rosalie Gage Gray gave the commitment recently while delivering the main address at the official opening of My Father's House. JIS reporter Brian Miller tells us more.
My Father's House is a transition facility for female wards of the state, 16 to 18 years old, who are preparing to exit state care.
2014, we want to improve our level of responsiveness to our clients. We do investigations of children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned, and we want to get to those children as early as possible because we find that the early intervention is able to help them.
Acting CDA Chief Executive Officer Rosalie Gage Gray also urged the CDA officers to ensure the decisions they make are always in the children's best interest.
When persons come to us, they should feel that they have received the service that they desire. We work at all times in the best interest of the child.
Acting CEO of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray. She adds that the new focus, which will demand early assessments, is a critical pillar of the new thrust, as this will allow the agency to carry out more needs-based interventions, which will better assist the children it serves. Brian Miller reporting from Montego Bay for Roundabout JA.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Though Jamaica, like other countries, has been affected by the global recession, the country is making steady steps in moving forward. The annual inflation rate fell to 11.7% in 2010 from 16.8% in the baseline year 2007, while the nominal GDP per capita increased to $4,979 in 2010 from $4,802 in 2007. Well, this means that Jamaica is steadily making progress to revive the economy. For more information on the country's progress, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Joycelyn Ellison, and so when you're being Sidraikon, a prosperity before you. Yeah. Prosperity.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. On the community notice board, application is open for nomination for the Prime Minister's National Youth Award for Excellence. The award is open to all Jamaican nationals aged 15 to 24 years who are living in Jamaica and the diaspora and have attained excellence in various fields. Application forms may be downloaded at youthjamaica.com. Deadline for submission is January 15 at 5 p.m. And that's it for today's program. Remember, you can join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Thanks to Prince Moore, our studio engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.